This is an interview with John Vashon at his home in New York City, April 28, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. I think probably the best place to start something like this is to have you just sort of run over how you finally got started with the farm security thing in the first place, what you were doing that led up to working with the files and that sort of thing.
Well, in 1936, I was looking for a job in Washington. I had been looking for a job for about 4 or 5 months. I had been at graduate school at Catholic University until the first of the year. And the first job opening that came along through those sort of patronage channels in those days, you got a letter from your congressman or something, was at the, you know, I was given a letter that there was an opening for a messenger at the Resettlement Administration, and I went to the office I was told to go to and was interviewed by a guy named Roy Stricker, who told me that, oh, it was a temporary job. I was for a month only to replace somebody who was going back to Montana or something. And I remember the title of the job was messenger, but the duties Roy explained to me that day, telling me that they were going to be very dull, would be to write captions on the back of 8x10 photographs. The captions being on file cards, which I would copy onto them. So I did that for a month, and you know, occasionally would turn the picture over and look at it. Mostly I just took the number. And then at the end of the month, I was let go, and I was again unemployed in June. I've forgotten the exact details, but about 6 weeks later, I came back in the same position. I guess my predecessor left for good. So that was June 36, and my duties for about at least the first year, where my title was messenger, was my duties were to be a messenger frequently, take things around to different government buildings, and to write those captions on the backs of the pictures.
Had you heard anything about what resettlement was doing before you started?
I had no idea what they were doing.
You had no interest in pictures or in resettlement as such?
No, none at all.
Anything of the kind. Well, how long did you work with the file then before you started taking pictures yourself?
Well, it was, you know, within a few months I got interested in the pictures themselves. And began to, you know one photographer's work from the other and admire certain pictures. And it was in the spring of the next year, 37, when I asked Stryker if I could use a camera around, you know, just to see what I could do with it, which I had never in my life done or wanted to do before. So I borrowed a camera and took pictures around Washington for most of that summer, you know, on my own.
When you were working with the file, did you have any contact with the people who utilized the thing, the people who wanted pictures or who asked for reproductions or anything of the sort?
Yes, quite a bit after, I'm trying to sort it out a little better, after about a year, I guess my position was elevated. I got a